Blog Talk Radio.
With my co-host.
Hello, blessings to everyone. I am co-host of Apostle Robin Tabish. My name is Sister Liba.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are in the world, maybe in the future. This is December 12th, 2023. And you know our motto, God's love never fails.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God's love never fails. And before we even get started, I'm going to ask my co-host, Sister Liba here, to open us up in prayer.
Okay, so now I'm going to pray. Father Lord, we come before you today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon time, this night time, Lord. We are very thankful whatever you did for us today, Lord. I am very happy and very thankful for this divine connection and putting us together so we can glorify your name, Lord. That we really love you, that, and we know your love never fails, Lord. So I am praying that the message we are going to separate by radio to your people, this message brings 100% fruit to your life, and that they also act upon in their message, and this message brings too many changes in their life and they get very blessed from you, Lord. So please teach us by your Holy Spirit so we can share the more and more the good words with your people. So bless each one right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you everything in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. And we just worship the Lord. If you need a lift today during this Christmas holiday, you need to listen to this message. Our title for this message today is They That Know Thy Name. They That Know Thy Name. So I'm going to ask Liba to turn to Psalms 9. Psalms 9, it's about the middle of the Bible, or if you have your phone or whatever, Psalms chapter 9, and we're going to start with verse 9.
Okay, so I'm going to read Psalm chapter 9 and verse 9. It says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the apostate, a refuge in times of troubles. Amen.
Okay. So, amen. Let me reread this for you because our sister has a beautiful accent. It is, the Lord always shall be our refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Amen?
Amen.
So, the word, we're going to break this down right now. And the word Lord means Jehovah, the eternal one, the self-existing one, the true God. So in our scripture in Psalms 9:9 says, the Lord also. And so that is the Lord Jehovah, the eternal one, the self-existing, the one true God. There is no beginning and no ending. Is that right, sister?
Yes, this is right, sister. He's Alpha and Omega.
Yes, amen. And so the Alpha and the Omega, the existing one, also shall be what?
Our refuge.
Yes. And what does that mean, sister? Our refuge.
Yes, the refuge means a cliff, a high fort, a high tower. And he is just a great place. He is our secure. He can secure us from everything.
That's right. And just like Pastor Jabran and I fly all over the world, we have captains of the jets. I'll give you an example. A secure height, that he is our refuge. The captains of jets, when we're going through turbulence and storms, they will take us up high. They will take the plane to a secure height above all those storms, all that tribulation. For this is our Jehovah, our refuge, our secure height, a safe place. He takes us up to heights of safety above all this world's storms and problems. Like I said, right now, if you're going through problems, through storms, let God be your refuge.
Hallelujah. Amen. Accept him because he's our refuge and he always ups high. If you have problems in your life today, if you have a sickness in your life today, just trust in the Lord and he will put you high. He will our secure height. He'll our refuge. He'll our fort because he is our Jehovah God and he always protects his people. Amen?
Amen. And just like flying in a jet at 35, 40,000 feet, the jet might be shaking because we're going through some storms. And the captain, who is Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Will take us up higher above all that storm. So if your life is shaking, if you feel like it's over, you don't know what to do, go to the refuge,
Hallelujah.
Jehovah God. He will lift you up in that safe place. Amen, sister.
Amen, amen. That's wonderful. So if you are shaking in your life today, like in your sickness, just go to the Lord. He's our captain. He will put you in high position and people will see how you're growing in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Even during this season of Christmas, be happy because Christmas is all about what?
It's all about joy. It's all about because the sun is coming for us because he's our refuge. Our captain is coming. So be ready.
Yes, Christmas time is to rejoice in his birth
Hallelujah.
And the coming of him soon. And so I know we like to all get presents at Christmas time, and we will believe with you for prosperity at the end of this message, but know that God has sent his only son during the Christmas season. Don't let the devil put you down, oppress you. Isn't that right, sister?
Yes, totally right. Because when God is with us, he is our eternal peace. And when he is with us, the Satan under our feet, the devil is just like, because the Lord is with us and he is our strength, he is our fort. And in his we get our safety because he's our secure place. He's our dwelling place. Amen?
Amen. And, you know, in Luke 10:19, it says that Jesus gave us all power and authority over the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm us. Read that exactly, sister, please.
Okay, I am going to read Luke 10:19, and it says, "Behold, I give you unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Amen?
Amen. So, Sister Liva, do we just have a little bit of power over the enemy?
No, we have too much power, because even we can't count our powers, because Jesus is our superpower. Amen?
Amen. And it says just some things may hurt us. Does it say that?
No, nothing can hurt us.
Nothing. Do you
God
hear
is
this?
With us. Hallelujah.
Yes. Nothing shall hurt you. And so today, let's trust in the Lord. He is your refuge. Call upon Father God through Jesus today. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Because he's our refuge, he's our power, and he's our dwelling place. So when we are trusting in the Lord, we get more stronger and stronger in him, and he gives us some more power. And when we have this power of the Holy Spirit, no more sickness in our bodies, no more sickness in our bodies, no more, what I can say to you, no more stress in our bodies.
Yes.
Just trust in the Lord, because he's our eternal peace, he's our refuge. Amen.
Yes. He is our love. And love, like our motto says, what?
God's love never fails. Amen.
Amen. So we're going to go on in verse 9. And it says that, what? Let's start and read that again, Sister Liva. Verse 9.
Okay, we are going to read. And it says, "The Lord also will be our refuge for the oppressed, our refuge in the times of troubles." Amen.
And that word is oppressed.
Oppressed, yes.
And the word oppressed in the Hebrew, dak, that is the Hebrew word for the oppressed. And it means to be crushed, afflicted, crushed by lying tongues. That word in the Hebrew, dak, actually means to be crushed by lying tongues, by words of people pointed out here in this Hebrew word. Proverbs 26:28. Sister, do you have that? Proverbs 26:28.
Okay. Yes, I am going to read. And this is just a wonderful message, Sister Robin, that you shared today. So Proverbs chapter 26, and which verse?
28.
Okay. We are going to read Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 28.
Yeah.
And it says, "A lying tongue hath those that are afflicted by it, and a flirting mouth works renew." Amen?
Amen. So a hating tongue. It's a lying tongue. They just can't stand people, and they afflict them by their flattering mouth. And it works ruin. Watch what you say. Don't oppress people. But remember, if people lie on you and talk bad about you and laugh about you, the oppressed, you have a refuge in God. You can go unto him, and he will lift you to that secure height. He can heal your broken heart. Amen.
Amen. Because he loves the broken heart people, and he always cared about them. Amen.
Amen. Because Jehovah, remember, is our refuge in times of trouble. Times means seasons, continuing long and lengthy troubles, tribulation, distress, anguish, and affliction. That is times of trouble. When you're going through things, just let God. Are we making ourselves clear? let God lift you up. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And so we're going to read Psalms 9, verse 10 now.
Okay, so we are going to read Psalm chapter 9
and verse 10. And we've got some music playing in the background, so I hope you can hear us all right.
Yes.
Let's go on.
Okay, so I'm going to read Psalm chapter 9, verse 10, and it says, "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For the Lord has not forsaken them that seek thee." Amen?
Amen. And so here it says, "And they that know, that word know in the Hebrew is yada, to understand, to be skillful, to be used in a great variety of senses, observing, to know, to recognition, the acquaintance. The word know, yada, in Hebrew, to perceive, to know by experience, the intimate closeness. And so that verse is saying, and they that know thy name. Do you know? What does it mean to you, Sister Liba, to know?
Yes, to know means know the name of the Lord, because even He is our provider. When we say Jehovah Yireh, so He is our provider, the name of the Lord. We just don't have a specific name or just Lord. He is our comforter. He is our captain. He is our helper. He is our provider. He is our Jehovah Yireh. He is Adonai. He is our good shepherd. He is our good friend. So just know Him. And how you know Him? When we spend time with Him. When you do good understanding with Him, when you get into the presence of God, then He will put you a high, because the presence of God is very important in our life.
Yeah.
When we have the presence of the Lord, when we spend our time in the presence of the Lord, we get everything whatever in your heart today. If it's your life thing today, just go into the presence of God and He will put you up high. Amen, Sister Robin?
Amen. And how we do that is in prayer. I encourage you to get alone, quiet somewhere. I used to, years ago, even climb in my clothes closet and get under my dresses and just get in a dark place and be quiet before the Lord.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And you have to do this to know someone, just like your husband, your wife, your friends. How do we get to know them?
Because when we have like a husband and wife and a friend, and how we know each other, when we spend time with each other, we share our everything
yes.
with them. The
yes.
same thing is the Lord.
We talk back and forth.
Yes. And when we spend our time with the Lord, when we start to know Him, then He also knows us. And
yes.
when we know Him, then we get everything whatever we have in your heart, because He's our captain and He will lead us on our good ways. Amen?
Amen. Because when you know His name, all of God's name is Jesus combined.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is all we need, the name.
Hallelujah.
The name above every name, like we shared in Philippians chapter 2, I believe it is. Philippians chapter 2, it says that God has given Him the name above every name. At the name of Jesus, all knees shall bow, every tongue confess that He is Lord. And so that name, He is El Shaddai, the God Almighty. Jeremiah 32:17 says, "Nothing is too hard for thee." Nothing. The God Almighty, Adonai, He is our Lord and Master. Yahweh, Lord Jehovah, it is I am who I am. Jehovah Raha, like Sister said, He is our shepherd. Our Jehovah Shammah is the Lord is present. See, he's even in your future today. He knows all about Susie, Johnny, pastors, elders, everyone that's listening. Are you lost today? How do they find that refuge, Sister Liva?
When they put their trust in God, then they find Lord. And then they find their refuge. So just go into the presence of God and you will find him, because he's our refuge. Amen?
And how do we go into the presence of God? You know, some people are like, wow, what is she saying? How do we do that? It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yes. When we go in a prayer, and when we, even we don't know what's around us, just be patient, just go into the presence of God, put your hands together and put your eyes closed and just say, oh Lord, I step in your my life today. You are my refuge. You are my Jehovah. You are my captain. Please, my life is shaking today.
You are
so
my
please
Lord.
Give me your strength, Lord. I am very in stress today.
Hallelujah.
And he will give you his comfort.
Yes.
So just go into prayer, spend time with the Lord, spend time in his presence, and you get everything today.
Yes, and we will lead you in that prayer here in just a few minutes. And so the last part of this verse, it says that they that know thy name will put their trust in him. And trust in the means to be confident, to be totally sure, secure. When you trust someone, you are secure in them. You know that their love will never fail. That is Jehovah God. You can be careless. In other words, you can be free. Amen?
Amen. Amen. You're totally right. Because then you're trusting God. So don't worry about everything that's going on in your life. Just be careless, because you know the Lord is here. He will take care of you. He will provide you whatever you have in life today. Just put your trust in him, because he is your refuge. He is your Father God. And Father God always care about his children.
Yes.
He always know what my children like. So just be present and just live a life in the presence of God, because he is our refuge. Don't worry about everything what's going on in your life today.
Yes.
Just give your life today to Jesus. Say, oh Lord, please forgive me what I wrong today, but please, I want to accept you in my life today as in my big refuge, as in my fort, as in my secure place. So I am not careless about everything. I just care about you. You are my loving Father, and you care about me much. Hallelujah.
Amen. And that goes right along with, we won't have to turn there, but I was reading this morning, last night, Matthew 18. Jesus, the disciples said, who will be the greatest in heaven? Jesus said unto them, unless you become a child and you're converted as a little child, that you come unto Jehovah. You know, little children depend on us to care for them. And most little children are careless. They're free. They run.
Yes.
They giggle. They jump. They play games. They can play a game with a stick. They don't care. They are careless. Amen, sister?
Yes, amen.
And Sister Liba teaches our Pakistan Sunday school at the Family Church of Jesus Christ. And I wanted to kind of give you an update on that. You can go to our website of the Family Church of Jesus Christ, hear the radio broadcast repeated, also register for the college there. But Sister Liba teaches the children with the other teachers of the Family Church of Jesus Christ, and she knows these little children.
Yes.
I hear testimony after testimony from parents how Sister Liba teaches our children. She's teaching them to come to the mighty Jehovah God.
Hallelujah.
To let them be your refuge.
Amen.
To trust in them. Amen?
Amen. So don't worry if you are thinking today, oh, Sister Robin is saying we are child. If you are thinking, oh, I am 98 and how I can be a child? Because in the eyes of God, you are still child.
Yes.
Your heart is still child. So please,
yes,
go into the presence of God. He's your Father God. He really wants to meet you. He really loves you. He really cares about you.
Yes.
He knows that their kids' life their children lives in shaking. So he wants to be your captain. So please accept Jesus Christ in your heart today, because God loves never fails.
Amen. And to be careless in this Hebrew translation also needs to be totally extended, down on your face and surrender. Surrender everything today. Just lay down wherever you are, if you can, and lay down before the Lord extended. You know how when we see that officers, police officers or cops will tell you, lay down, extend your feet, your arms, lay down. What are you doing? You're surrendering. You're giving
yes.
up. You're surrendering to that enforcement. God loves when you surrender to him. And as we said, as a little child, God will take care of you. And then in verse 10 of chapter 9, it says, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. That word forsaken, sometimes we feel like we've been forsaken by this world, by our friends. That's the spirit of depression and oppression. And you just take that foul spirit, all you have to say, you don't have to be religious about it, just say, Jesus has given me power and authority over you,
hallelujah.
Satan, over you, devil. You go. I am not depressed. I am not forsaken.
Hallelujah.
I am not forgotten by the Lord God. And that word forsaken is azab, azab in Hebrew, to leave, to relinquish, to destitute, to depart, to abandon. It says that the Lord has not forsaken. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord is always cared about his children. So always try to seek the kingdom of God, because he really loves you today. Amen.
Amen. He has not forsaken you. He is there with you. If you have made him Lord right now in this time, this season of Christmas, God has never forsaken you. And he says that he never will. He will never leave you. And so I want to try to finish this up here. And it says that the Lord has not forsaken them that seek thee. What does the word seek mean, sister?
Yes, seek means when we follow the Lord, when we obey him, when we put our trust on
yes.
him. Amen?
When we run after him. Jaras is the Hebrew word to go after him, to seek him, to bless him. Give it all unto the Lord. And so I want to kind of re-go over this. It's Psalms 9, 9 through 10. The Lord also shall be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. This season, this time, this hour. And they that know thy name will put their trust. You will surrender. You will have confidence in Jehovah God. For the Lord has not forsaken them that seek thee. Go after the Lord. Trust in him. Let him lift you to that secure high place where you will be safe. You say, oh, that sounds crazy. I challenge you to try him today. God's love will never fail you. He will lift you above if you trust in him.
Hallelujah.
If you need finances, if you need
Hallelujah.
Healing, if you need deliverance, whatever. He is your provider. Before we close, as we close, rather, I want you to close this in prayer and encourage others, lift them up, and until next time.
Okay. So thank you, Father God, for this beautiful time, for this divine connection, and for the beautiful words of God that you put in our life today. This message brings 100% fruit in our life. The listener who hears your message today, bless each one right now in the name of Jesus
yes.
today. If their life is shaking today, Lord, please bless them abundantly
yes,
because
Lord.
You are our captain,
Hallelujah.
You are a redeemer, you are our Jehovah Yireh, you are a healer.
Hallelujah.
So if their life is shaking today with sickness, with stress, with depression, with problems. So please be and we accept you in our life today. So please bless each one right now in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father God, for being our so much good captain. We love you so much. So touch every heart right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you everything in your son's name. Amen.
Until next time.